Bob.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new show, a new you, America. We're going to kick it off with you. Why? Because the show's about you. It's for you. Our health is our greatest wealth. What kind of choices are you making every single day? Want to help you make the right kind? If you need help more, you can go to our website. Also, don't forget, if you're looking for a wellness provider in your area, check out mywellnessproviders.com. Sodas are still pretty popular. A lot of people still drink them, and a lot of Americans still struggle with them. They say that Americans are continuing to guzzle extra calories through the sugary drinks, and even the diet ones. Roughly one-third of high school students in the U.S. drink two or more sodas, sport drinks, or other sugary beverages a day, according to the results in the national survey released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The health dangers of soda are not new. Soda consumption has been linked to an increased risk for heart disease and diabetes, as well as the rising rates of obesity. Recent research at the University of Bangor in Bristol suggests that drinking soda can actually trigger sweet cravings by dulling your sensitivity to sweet taste, sparking a vicious cycle of eating sweet foods and drinks. As taste satisfaction level drop, the more sweet foods that you consume. Dr. Hans Peter Kubis at Bangor University School of Sport, Health, and Exercise Sciences, he led the study, and says, isn't it about time you and family kick the soda habit? Get started with one of these healthier, low-calorie thirst quenchers. Let's talk about what those are. Well, number one, you can spruce up your water. Flavored waters have been popping up all over the place, and many contain, of course, still some sugar and artificial sweeteners. The healthier choice is the natural flavoring. Just add slices of your favorite fruit and veggies, like lemons, oranges, or watermelon, cucumber, mint, or limes, to a pitcher of cold ice water and refreshing, flavorful drink. You can add in a little stevia as well. It's one of my favorite things to do. They also talk about going natural with green tea, one of my favorites. It's what I drink every single day, even drinking some now. Studies of green tea show that it can reduce the risk of several types of cancer, heart disease, hypertension, kidney stones, and possibly even cavities. In addition, green tea is calorie-free, of course, if you have it without milk and sugar, and is naturally high in antioxidants, polyphenols, and what we call ECCG. Of course, you can pick any flavor you'd like, pomegranate and such, but also you can add a little stevia there to sweeten as well. They call this other thing Jeltzer, juice plus seltzer water. Now, there's no need to purchase the sodas. You can actually get a little bit of your favorite juice, such as grape, pomegranate, cranberry juice, and add to seltzer water. That way you don't get all the extra chemicals. You get a little bit of the sugar that's in the juice, but you get plenty of antioxidants, vitamin C, and vitamin B along with that. So you still get a little bit of the sugar spike, but you don't get a lot of the additives that are so bad for it. Stevia, of course, is a great sweetener to put in with your waters and fruits, as I talked about. And they say tonic and lime is a great, and I've never done this one, but they say tonic and lime is great minus the gin, of course. Throw those two together as well. And they say red wine is okay. I'm a little half on that, because the resveratrol that's in the red wine, that's actually so good for you, great for your heart, you can actually get from the dark grapes. And the alcohol tends to be a little bit of a depressant on the system. So one glass periodically, they're saying 4 ounces per day is usually okay. Let's say every other day. Again, this is what the study says. You want to drink your vegetables, vegetable juice. They say you can juice all you want, which I agree with. Blending is the way to go because you keep everything in there. Fresh juice, of course, you need a juicer, a little bullet that they have. Now, the NutriBullets are actually great. You can do the whole thing for about in 16 ounces and then take it down the hatch. Tea infusers are really hot, too. So low-calorie teas, of course, are wonderful. You can get black tea, white tea, green teas. And even the oolong teas and the black teas are very good. Chamomile tea is great. Tea is great for the evening if you want to wind down. If your nervous system is a little wound up, it's a great tea to have on a regular basis. Bottom line is anything but sodas. But there's a lot of alternatives. People get used to drinking those. They think there's not much out there, but there really is. A lot you can choose when you're looking at your favorite drink. And that's what it's about. It's about finding alternatives. You know, people think that when you eat healthy, that you kind of take away the fun and, you know, it's no good. You start eating healthy and it's kind of like twigs and berries and things don't taste good anymore, but not really true. Really, you can start eating healthy. You'll actually find that the processed foods and the junk foods that you used to eat actually will end up doing things like, you know, making your stomach upset, making you feel weak or tired, and it's not worth it. Then, not that you can't have a piece of cheesecake every now and then, you should. And go ahead and knock yourself out, but it's doing it all the time when it is a little bit tougher on your health. And you'll find that if you eat really well over a period of time, that your body starts feeling better, functioning better, and then, of course, you notice the difference, and you really never want to go back. Pretty interesting how that works. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. I'm going to go to the phones and go to Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Dr. Asa. My eyebrows are thinner than they used to be, and I asked a dermatologist about it, but I was talking to my sister, and she told me that she had heard on your program that soy or soy milk could be the problem, and I just wanted to ask you about that.
How long has it been going on, the eyebrow thinning?
Probably a few years, several years.
Okay, is it thinning on the outside portion or the whole thing? Like on the outside part, the last third of your eyebrow toward the edges? Is that where it's thinning?
I never did have a whole lot of eyebrows, but I have less than I used to have. And, yeah, right at my... where my eyebrows are closest together, that's where it's thick, a little bit thicker, I guess. But, yeah, it's thinning. I guess they're probably thinning all over, really, but the thinner part is...
on the outside.
Yeah.
Have you gone to your doctor to have any blood work done recently for them to check your thyroid?
Yeah, I've had blood work done, yeah.
Did they check your thyroid? Do you know if they actually
they did
that? Okay. And they said everything was okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would go back, and I would have them check a couple of things. The thyroid, if your numbers are fine, see, that's a classic sign when you're losing hair on the outside. It's a classic sign of a deficiency or an issue with the thyroid. And there can be more than just your regular numbers off. See, if your regular numbers are not off, they're not going to check any further. Have them check your growth hormone levels, HGH, because the pituitary gland is the driver for the thyroid gland. A lot of times that can be deficient, and that could be an issue as a secondary issue, okay? Then also have them check TPO antibodies. Ask your doctor about that test. TPO antibodies checks for autoimmune of the thyroid. Sometimes it's good to look for that. Might be something underlying that could be causing that, and that might be the body's way of telling you. So hope that helps. Keep me posted.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 17, 2013. Gold opened up at $1,682.60. An ounce of gold can be purchased for $1,724.41, half ounce for $862.21, and a quarter ounce for $431.10. That's $1,724.41, $862.21 for a half ounce, and $431.10 for a quarter ounce.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'll be right back. break, talk with David. David is a little concerned about blood pressure, how to get things managed. He's a little bit different because when he's at home, it seems to be managed with the medications that he's taking, metoprolol as one of the main medications. His physician has him on, and as he's home, and then when he goes to the doctor's office, it goes up to about 145 over 85. And David, I was just kind of telling you that there's a lot of things you can do to help with blood pressure, a lot of things you can do to have a healthy heart. The medication is, I'm just a big fan. Whenever your doctor puts you on something, you need to stay on it. It is a standard of care, and that's why they have you on it. So it's always a good thing to do. Now, there's things you can do to support good heart health, and there's been a lot of things. Harvard did some studies on some basic exercise. We know exercise is good. We know that. But if, and, you know, walking, jogging, those kind of things. But they found that rebounding, which is where you get the little mini trampoline, and they have them, you know, they're like $100 at Dick's Sporting Goods. UrbanRebounder.com is a really good place to get that. But yeah, you get on a little mini trampoline, jump up and down like a little jumping bean, and they have a little stabilization bar, and it works wonders. It pumps the lymphatic system of the body and does is just great for supporting lymphatic flow. It's good for stabilizing and working with. They found that when people do that, that you know, the blood pressure tends to change a little bit for the better. So it's just something that you know, anything you can do to increase cardiovascular function, you're going to help the heart for the most part. As long as your doctor's okay with it and you're not, your heart's not in a place where you can't exercise. I mean, there are people that are in places that are dealing with that, but it doesn't sound like you're in that position. But the medication, I know you're looking for options to be able to stay off of. Now, a lot of docs will work with you on coming off medications, but you have to stay very in close proximity to them. The follow-ups have to be on a steady basis, especially your family physician, your internal medicine docs, and depending on if your cardiologist put you on something. And usually they'll work with you if you'll change your diet, if you agree to exercise, if you're not smoking. So there's some parameters that you'll have to talk with them about. And most of them are willing to work with you. They just got to know they can trust you outside of their office. Because the medications a lot of time are keeping you stable despite your lifestyle. And those medications are great stabilizers for the heart. I mean, my gosh, thank goodness we have them. But there's a lot of great things naturally you can do to support heart health. And the exercise is one, plenty of good healthy fats and plenty of B vitamins. So the healthy fats, obviously almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooked with coconut oil and butter. Both of those are great. And then you also have to look at the B vitamins. B complex is good. I mean, obviously, 1-3 times a day. B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. CoQ10 is really good too. But then just a good heart healthy diet. You know, plenty of good lean quality proteins. And then low glycemic carbohydrates like fruits and vegetables. You don't want to do a lot of starchy carbs. You don't want to do ones that will raise your blood sugar up because that can become a real challenge as well. There's so much that's great for heart health. I mean, even dark chocolate, it's the craze right now. And you know, funny enough, they're raising the prices with dark chocolate because so many physicians now are recommending it. So it's driving up the the demand. And of course, everybody thinks now it's okay to eat chocolate. And so the price is going up. Imagine that. But those are great things you can do when you're dealing with blood pressure. You want to come off medications. You have to work with your doc on that. Don't try to do it on your own. And you can usually find a physician that will work with you, but you just have to be willing to make some pretty strong lifestyle changes because there is a genetic involvement with blood pressure. It's not all environment. It's not all lifestyle. There definitely is genetic involvement with that, and you got to see where it lands because some people it is more environmental or lifestyle-based. And then some people, it's so strongly genetic that it's no matter what they do, they have to take the medication. So it just depends. But I would just work with your doc on that. And, you know, obviously I talked some about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, but it's more about the lifestyle choices that you can make. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you this evening?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Well, 45 years old, got some strange heart problems going on. I was diagnosed early 08 with what they call Hocum's sudden death disease. Are you familiar with that at all?
Heard of it, yes.
The septum of my heart is about 5 times larger than the normal person's.
Right.
So when my heart pumps, it pumps too hard, and basically my heart has a hard time repriming itself. What's so strange about all this is I've been a health nut my entire life. I used to be a long-distance runner. I was in the military for a long time. We led a super, very active lifestyle. Have always eaten fairly well. Our daughter was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when she was 11, and that changed our diet plan a whole lot. And now, you know, they've implanted me with a pacemaker and a defibrillator. Got my heart ran down so slow that I can't walk to the mailbox without just being tired. Go to Walmart, to grocery shop, or whatever, and it just about kills me. They've got me on the metoprolol. They've got me on simvastatin. They've got me on Nisin, Verapamil, 325 milligrams of aspirin a day. And I just wanted your advice and suggestions, see what you thought.
Well, I mean, with that condition, there's a lot of challenges that come along with it, as you know, and as you're seeing right now. Now, the challenge is you've got to, the medications, typically, for the most part, for a period of time, you got to stay on. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. But what would you say are some of the major changes that you've made currently? And have you made any changes? This is why I want to ask you this. Have you made any changes that you've seen a considerable difference in the way that you feel?
No. I'm no longer able to work. My job was fairly physically demanding, so I can't do that. Exercise is totally out of the question. Like I said, to and from the mailbox is exhausting. You know, they don't want my heart, my blood pressure to be over 95, over 60. And those are all, you know, strange to me. No one I've talked to has ever been told anything like this.
Yeah. I tell you what, hang tight. We're going into a break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about heart disease, specifically the one you're dealing with, and talk about different game plans that you can look at and some options, because I know it's challenging. I know you're frustrated, and I know you need some answers. So we'll get into that in just a moment when we come out of this break. Hang tight. 888-283-7272.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355, or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Rusty, you've been challenged with a little bit of heart condition. Little is probably not the best word, but I know you're frustrated with it. And now you went from being a guy that could just run around like an Energizer bunny, and now you can barely go out to your mailbox, right? And so nobody's giving you any answers.
Not complete answers, no. The only thing they tell me is to stay stress-free as possible, watch what I eat, keep my blood pressure down, and, accept the consequences. The next step, they're telling me, is a heart transplant.
It's a challenging condition. It really is. And because there's some genetic involvement with that that plays a role in the deterioration that can happen within the heart, that's the challenging part. And so what they're telling you as far as stay stress-free and that sort of thing is good advice, good wisdom, because right now what your goal is to maximize the heart so that every beat that it takes and every day that you have can slow down the deterioration, because obviously the more stress you have and the more abuse we put on the heart, the more it's going to wear it out. I mean, that's just, we know that. But there's a lot you can do. Now, the medications you're taking are good. I mean, obviously you have to take those right now, but there's a lot you can do. Now, have you done any type of, does exercise, I know walking and all that really wears you out, but have you tried anything like a stationary bike? You do anything for exercise that you can tolerate whatsoever?
The stationary bike is impossible. A couple of 3 minutes is all I can bear to be on it. You know, water, just what, you know, anything in the water, you know, a couple, 3-4 minutes, and I'm exhausted. Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, to me, it's sad that, you know, you said it yourself, you go from super active lifestyle to, you know, sitting in a chair watching television 10 hours a day. That's rough.
I know, Rusty. It is. It is. And just talking to you, I mean, I talk to people all the time, obviously, that are going through various things. And, you know, the challenging part is a lot of times you sit back and you just want to know why.
Exactly. Well, the question of why is not really there anymore. You know, I take what's given to me, and that's just the way it is.
You want to make it happen.
I would like to improve my quality of life. I mean, if I die tomorrow, that's fine. I don't regret anything I've done or thought about. But I just like to improve my quality of life. I don't want to run the New York Marathon, but I'd like to, you know, I'd like to walk with my grandson around the block a time or two, or, you know, and enjoy life.
Love it. That's the attitude right there. That's it. And that's what's most important. And if you keep that through this, that's what's going to carry you through. And really, that's what's going to be a great reflection to so many other people around you, Rusty. Here's the key. You're with your heart, when you come to a place where you are right now, everything counts. Okay? So the days of eating what you want, the days, and some people disagree with me on this, and I don't really care. But some people will say, well, you know, you've got stuff going on, you might as well eat what you want, do what you want. I disagree with that, because if the body's regenerating every single day, each day old cells die off, new cells form, then what we do every single day matters. Everything matters. So it's a different ballgame now. It's like when somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, everything changes. And the sad thing is, if somebody could make the lifestyle choices and changes before someone gets cancer, then it would be a really good thing. But a lot of times people don't. They make unbelievable choices, and then when they get the diagnosis, then it's like the light bulb comes off and they need to make it happen at that point. And with you, it's one of those, it's kind of in that same boat. You know, now you've been given a deck of cards that you've got to play. How are you going to play them? So, again, my book, Empowering Your Health, there's a diet in there called the anti-inflammatory diet. Eating very well, getting inflammation as low as possible in the body, doing heart-healthy things every day, not just once a week or eating salmon once a week. You want to get omega-3 fats, high amounts of them every single day to keep your heart strong as possible. B vitamins, very important for the heart all the way around. Be taking them every single day. I think it's important. Because it's just health, it's good wisdom for doing that. And like you said, if you can take an extra 10 minutes a day to walk around with your grandson, that's what matters. Right now, those are the things in life that really matter, that are important. So look at the things that are really great for overall heart health, like dietary measures. And if you can exercise 3 minutes a day, then do it. If you can do anything, I mean, you got to walk that line of not wearing out, getting your heart too exhausted, but also you also got to do things that you can to keep your body healthy. It's a very fine line in that, and you want to go with what they've told you to stay stress free. So do things that are not stressful for you, and come up with those. And it's going to be different. You got to find out what those are for yourself as far as activity levels and that kind of thing. Now, the other are the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And believe it or not, when you can get away from emotional stress and do everything you can to stay clear of that, if you've been under a lot of stress for your life, period, meaning you've had a lot going on and maybe you had financial stressors or you just, you know, working or marriage or whatever it's been throughout life that have just life, it's just been kind of hard and stressful in some ways. It's always good to do things to build up the adrenal glands, because when you can build up the adrenal glands, it can help everything else within the body. So very simple. B vitamins are good. But staying away from the processed foods are very good to help build the adrenals. High levels of vitamin C are really good, too. A lot of good studies out on that, just on the way it builds the immune system, but also it helps with the adrenal glands. Green tea is very good, too. Cuts down on cortisol and also helps balance out and help the adrenal glands in their function as far as strengthening them, not feeling so fatigued and so tired. A lot of little things like that can be a great benefit to you and CoQ10. Don't forget that. If you're taking all the heart medications, CoQ10 is so important to take with it so that some of the side effects won't be that difficult on the heart as well, because they can have some extra little side effects in there. And I'm sure you probably run all the medications and all that kind of thing. But the big thing is your attitude. I mean, your doctor was right. And you know, by avoiding the stress, that's a good general statement. They're sending you in the right direction, but it's going to be up to you to come up with a game plan for that. And I would. I'm a big fan, obviously, of my book because I wrote it, but because the diet in there is very good, and it cuts down the inflammation in the body. And with so many conditions, even though yours has a strong genetic link to it, with so many conditions, it helps just because it helps the body function at a higher level. And if you can get your body and your lifestyle choices working at a better level, you are going to be at a better level. And that's the real key. And it's neat to see the attitude you do have, because your kids, your grandkids are going to benefit from that. And to be around a guy like that, very important for their development as well, and be a good role model for them. Thanks for the call, man. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
So I have been on a roller coaster of the misdiagnoses with my doctors. I was originally diagnosed with erythema multiforme, but of course I was put on medicines, but my body kept getting worse. And so about 2 years ago, we went back to the drawing board, started all over again, and still no diagnosis. I was just wondering if there's anything I can do that can help my doctors diagnose me. And I have a lot of them.
A lot of them. Well, what have you personally been doing? Have you made any changes in your life right now with what you're dealing with? Or you're still just searching for answers?
I've had the shingles twice. Constantly having urinary tract infections. Just all kinds of things. My appetite's not the same.
And have they done just a battery of tests on you to figure out exactly what's going on? They've looked at everything, right? Or they think they have.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now,
I've
so they've done 10 different.
Done.
Let me ask you this. They did 10 different. How many different doctors did you have look at this?
All together?
Yes.
At least 7 different doctors. But right now, I'm just going to 4 of them. I have
right,
my family practice doctor, I have my dermatologist, I have my rheumatologist, I have internal medicine.
All right. Let me ask you this then. You've got 4, let's forget about the 7, let's talk about the 4. So you have a family practice, you have dermatologist, internal medicine, and a rheumatologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to all these doctors, and when you go to them, they've done 10 different biopsies throughout all these doctors. Now, when they did all these biopsies, are the biopsies saying the same thing?
It always says that it looks like erythema multiforme, then it has a comma, and it says lupus, and then it has a comma, and it says something else. But I've totally wiped out of the last thing that I can't really pronounce the name. Derma myotosis, something like that. I've totally wiped out of that because I've had all the primary tests and I didn't fall into any of the categories. So it's really just between the erythema multiforme or systemic lupus of the skin.
Right, but do they all agree? Do all 4 of those doctors agree with all the tests that they've seen that it is that condition?
Yes, yes. They just put the word chronic in front of it. They made it from erythema multiforme to chronic erythema multiforme.
Sure.
But I got more labs out there now, so I'm still in the mix.
But if you've gone to all these doctors and they're telling you that you have it, and they've done all the tests, which, I mean, again, that's the tests are pretty good and they're pretty accurate. And if it was just one opinion, I would tell you, yeah, definitely go get another one. But is it...
My thing is, I'm getting worse. My body's getting worse. I'm on these medicines. I'm taking them faithfully, and I'm still getting worse.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's go into the break. Because when you're dealing with lupus, the potential of lupus, as you say, and all the doctors are singing the same song, and they've done this test, and you're getting worse, but yet you're taking the medications, then there could be something going on, but... lupus is a real challenge within itself. So hang on, we'll get back into it out of this break.
Do you need a new prescription for your Lyme? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Talking with Jacqueline, and she's been to multiple physicians, seven doctors to be exact. Now she has four that are overseeing her care and treatment, one in family medicine, one dermatology, internal medicine, and rheumatology. And she has been diagnosed with what they're calling lupus, and it's a real challenge, obviously. But I'll tell you this, Jacqueline, if they've done the test, and we were kind of talking about that, and they're all kind of singing the same song, there, a lot of times you have to go with that. And I know deep down you're saying it just can't be. It just it doesn't seem right because I'm getting worse and worse and worse. But with lupus, a lot of times that can happen. A lot of times that downward slope is what people are so concerned about. Now, because there's autoimmune with lupus, and you know what autoimmune means? Mm-hmm. It's where the body attacks itself, right?
Yes.
So there are some things you can do even more on the natural side to help the body fight. Now, it doesn't replace treatment because it's not treatment, but there's a lot of things you do help your body fight. Now, when you look at the autoimmune process, let's talk about that for a second. The autoimmune process, there are two different sides to it. There's the T1 helper cell sides and the T2 helper cells. They're called the killer T cells, and that's what the body has in place. It's a natural mechanism for it to go and fight against any type of invaders that might be coming into the body. And so you have to really be careful when you're looking at that to make sure that you have the right part of the body operating and functioning it the right way. Because if, for example, you're doing things in your daily life causing the T1 helper cells to work great and the T2 helper cells not, it can cause an increase or a rapid increase in what's going on within your body as far as the way you feel. And so it can make you feel like, or it could send your body into a place where it's not functioning at its best level. And that's why you feel like it might be getting worse. So there's a little test you can do, and obviously this is not proven with studies and everything else, but it's something that is more of a, it's just been kind of shown in more of the natural world to kind of help. And it's using echinacea tea and green tea. And it's just a good way to see which one of the teas can help you feel better. Because sometimes echinacea tea, and it's gotten a bad rap recently, but it's good stuff. It's good for your immune system. But echinacea tea, you can get it pretty much any health food store, grocery store for that matter. And a lot of times if you use echinacea tea, you can start drinking it, and you're either going to feel better or feel worse. If you feel worse, you obviously want to stop, but the deal is with echinacea tea or green tea, the one that makes you feel better is helping the immune system and suppressing the other side of it. And then if you drink one that makes you feel bad, then it's doing the opposite. And it's just, I mean, it's common sense. You can continue drinking those teas that are good for you and make you feel good. And then you probably want to stay away from the one that doesn't make you feel good. But they work on different mechanisms in the body. It's a little simple at-home test that you can do. But when you're with your rheumatologist, you might notice, I mean, obviously as you're taking the medications, just to see if that might make you feel any different, if you notice that some of those mechanisms can help. And then, of course, your diet changes. Foundational Four, I'm a big fan of those. That's a good, you know, no matter, this is for a lot, you know, anybody, pretty much for good overall health. We've learned that good whole food multivitamin is very good. Cod liver oil is always good because your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D. And digestive enzymes, really good for lowering inflammation in the body and helping your body process, digest, and absorb nutrients much better. And probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract, and that's always an important thing. But don't get discouraged. Here's the good news. Is you don't just have one opinion. You have seven. Now you have four doctors that are working with you that they've seen the test results. They're all saying this is what it is. So it's okay to have a health challenge. It's what you do with it. It's about the attitude that you carry with it. You definitely don't want to be in denial, because if you are facing some things, don't look at it as a disease so much, even though technically on paper it is. Look at it as more, call it in your mind, more of a health challenge. Because a challenge is something that you can always push through. You can always work through and come up with new ideas and new ways to get your body healthy. And so look at every day like a challenge. You may be given a certain deck of cards, but what can you do to make those cards better and make them play better so that you can be better? Your health and your life can be better. And make that a resolution for yourself this year, to not give up in any capacity and to keep working to get your health at the best level that it can be. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Nick. What's up? How can I help?
So I got three questions, actually.
We got time. We've got time for one question.
Okay. Well, then I go just ask one question. Well, I read on too many reports that if someone taking omega-3 and that person has like a history of colon polyps, and that person will have, you know, is in a higher risk of getting colon cancer.
Okay.
I just ask you, you know, for your opinion?
Sure. My thoughts on that, I mean, cod liver oil or fish oil, just an omega-3 oil, depending on what they did with that study, I have not seen that study, first of all. And I don't buy into that study at all. But what I can tell you is this, is that if they used omega-3 gel caps for that study and didn't use regular fish oil, the oil itself, it's unprocessed and just it's mercury-free, then I would buy into the fact that you could do, because see, when they take any kind of fish oil, heat it, put it into a gel cap, it turns rancid into trans fat. Trans fats are the number one cancer-causing agent in the body. So if that's what they did their study with, which they probably did, because if they did a study with people, you know, but most people don't want to take the oil. So they gave them the gel caps, and they found that it could cause issues with colon cancer. I mean, yeah, any kind of trans fat, go eat a pack of crackers that has trans fats in it, and that's going to cause colon cancer as well. So it's a bunch of bunk, I think. That's my opinion and my thoughts. Cod liver oil or omega-3 oil is some of the best stuff you can put in your body. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Well, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.